Receive. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you that you are here. Oh, you are doing wonders. You are touching lives, transforming destinies. This is what you like to do. You like to do these wonderful works. The works of God. 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 The works of God is being manifested right now. The works of God. The work that no man can do is called the works of God. The one who is healed is for 12 years, no, nothing is going, but as he came, the presence of God, something changed. It's called the works of God. Blind is these open eyes. Your eyes are opening. Deaf are hearing. That's the works of God. The sick is getting healed. That's the works of God. The Holy Spirit is around you. He's touching you. You came here sick, but you are going healed right now, right now, right now. Receive a touch. He likes to do these works in the midst of his people. Receive a touch. For he came to do the works of God, so that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ will be glorified. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Continue to do your works in our midst. Even as we hear your word, open our spirit to receive so that we can be changed. It is your will that we are changed into your image. And therefore, touch our hearts and open us up to supernatural things from this day going. We thank you. Speak to us. Speak. Our servants are ready to hear you. Speak to us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Turn to your neighbor and say, God bless you for coming to church. Tell us that God has something special for you. Tell the person he has already started doing something new in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. God willing, next week Sunday, the whole place will blow. Wow. Hallelujah. You know, in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse number 37, Ezekiel 36, 37, he said that this, that said the Lord, I will yet for this. What is this? Something that you want to do for us. Be inquired of by the house of the church member, the church will call me for this. And I will do for them. This particular thing. God said, when the people ask me, I will do for them. And what is that? He said, I will increase them with men like a flock. Wow. God is going to increase us like flock. When we come, the whole place will be full of flock of men. And the next verse, 38. What does he mean by the flock? He said, as the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feasts. Now, in those days in Jerusalem, every year, they were supposed to gather no matter where you live. It's like Ghana. Everybody must come to Accra. Jerusalem was the capital. So whether you are living in Navrongo, you are living in Kintampo, you are living in Likpe, wherever you live, you have to come to Accra because it was a day of feasts. Say amen. In a day of feast, because the feast of the tabernacle, God recommended that every year, every Jew everywhere must come to Jerusalem. Hallelujah. So you could see that God said that I'm going to multiply men like flock as it is in the days of the feast of Israel. And when they are coming for the feast, what they do is that everybody will bring maybe 100 of sheep because he's come to do his own sacrifice. For himself and his family. Do you understand? So as they are coming also with their sheep. So imagine Isaac is coming from Spinter's Road with his plenty sheep. coming from Kaswa with your sheep, and you are coming from Tema with your sheep, and everybody is coming from everywhere you are, and you are bringing your sheep in hundreds. It means that by the time we come to the place of the feast, there are so many sheep that you cannot count them. Can you see God's eye for the church? This is God's vision for his church. His vision for the church is that people must come from, I will multiply men like sheep in the days of the feasts. Now, when you come to the day of feast in Jerusalem, you can't find any space where there's no sheep there. It's that the whole community, Mr. Santi, is filled with sheep. Because all the hundred, where the hundred, where the hundred, hundred, you come and say, 100, you have 400. And I say, yeah, you see, sorry, we are looking for 1,000 people to gather. It is easy to get. How many know that it is easy to get? This is the prayer that everybody from this week, you are praying. God said, I will do for you. I will do for you. If you ask me to give you sheep and bring them to church, I will give to you. If you look for 50 people, I will give it to you. If you want 100 people to bring them, I will give to you. Only if you can ask me, I will give it to you. And so the whole of this week, we are fasting, we are praying, and we are looking for your sheep of at least 10 people. 10. Mrs. Enina Akwa, are you understanding what I'm talking about? Karen Kai, Jack, what do you call it? Gibson from UK, who has come to marry a chim boy from Ghana, so you have polluted your nationality. Are you understanding what we are talking about? Ask your neighbor, do you understand what we are talking about? God said that if you ask him for sheep, men like sheep, he will give it to you. Eh? Francis, do you understand? God is saying that if you pray about this, I will give for you. No, every number. So that he, when we gather here, it should be like the feast of Israel. Where every corner, there's no space. Everywhere is filled with sheep. And it's going to happen by the grace of God. Mr. Opochadie, I hear you have already ordered for Ayalolo. You are bringing people from your community of Ayalolo. Clap for Mr. Ochadie. Ayalolo people, full of people coming to church. So that when he brings his 100 people, and then you bring your 50, you bring your 20, you bring that, and when we gather, and the Lord will stand here and say, look at my people. I have multiplied them like the sheep, as it is in the days of the feast of Jerusalem. How many wanted to experience the feast of Jerusalem here? That is what we call the great invitation. Hallelujah. Are you here? We go home. How many are expecting this great invitation to be full of men like the flock as it is in the days of the feast of Jerusalem? Yes. What a blessing. That's a blessing. This church, Ochadi alone will fill this half. It's from Western region. No, Ochadi is from Northern region. Ochadi is from Northern region. It's Ochadi is at where? Amra here. Aha. Uh-huh. So I hear he's passing from Amra here. Any Hefa? What's the area close? Eh? Oyibi. And then where? Adenta. He's passing them all. As the bus is coming, he's picking the people on the road and he's bringing them. By the time he gets here, the place is, he has about 200 people in his bus. Clap for Mr. Ochadie as he's bringing his sheep. Scooping all the schools and the children in the community and bringing them. Hallelujah. But what you are going to do is a competition. Because the Western region people said that they are going to give you a showdown. Showdown. Already I know that they have about 5 buses that is coming. I'm aware. So if you sit down here, you think that they are, before you know, their one bus will conquer all your members that came on. Eh? We are what? Eastern region. Eastern region for Monkasa. People are to me as a main customer because no oracle. Eh? What's he? Northern region. We ain't who show crowd. Eh? One no one show, no, you ain't who no ye crowd. Eh? Sir Francis is a group. Francis will call. They say, Francis, say, Masakra. I say, Masakra. Okay, she's a Reverend Masakra. She said, I'm bringing more souls. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, God is expecting nothing than, oh, doctor, are you here? Doctor Maswell too is here. Hey, Doctor Maswell, they want me Omo Blasian Yezo. I tell you, from so many, he is coming from so many. Hey, it's not easy. Eh? Don't do what so many. Yes, don't do what so many. He's passing them. Listen, there's no limit as to where you invite the person from. You can invite him from North Tamale, Boliga, anywhere. As long as you can meet the target, you know, Charlie, God is going to bless us. Clap your hands to the Lord that we are going to have a very beautiful and glorious. And listen, everybody must be involved. Why somebody sitting by you and is not shouting? Say, why? What is wrong with you? Why are you not shouting? Are you a disloyal person in what you are doing? Are you a disloyal? Check the person. I think you are a disloyal person. Don't say you are a gentle person. There's no gentility here. We are working for the Lord. In the field of souls, you and it is you and I. Isn't that the song they sang to us? It's who? It's you and I. Point your hand to say that. In the field of souls, it is you and I. It's not only me. It's you and I. So as I'm bringing, I'm expecting you to bring yours so that we can fulfill this scripture. He said, I will multiply men like flock, like the flock as it is in the feasts of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Are you understanding that? You see, we have to understand scriptures. Many of us, we don't understand scriptures, what it means. And that is why I intend to mean. See, there is a God said, like the feast of Jerusalem. When you Jerusalem feast, I say, won't you say? Enter a mature was here. Obia ba, what the name right? Because you are sacrificing for, if you have 10 children, everybody have one sheep for his sin. That is what it means. And then you're asking God to bless your business, one sheep. Asking God to bless your children, one sheep. Asking God to forgive you or your lie you lie, another sheep. So as you are coming, you know that your number of our sins you are coming to do atone for. Yes. That is what the reason for the sacrifice, that's the feast. Hallelujah. And so we are also going to have this spiritual feast here alive. And not only that, there's going to be a lot of food around for us to eat. There's a lot of food around. So encourage the people who are coming that they will eat. They will not leave empty-handed. They shouldn't eat. They should come. They will have food to eat. Clap your hands to the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. And so I want to share with you just a little scripture in the Bible and we'll be blessed. The title of the message is Compassion for Others. Tell your neighbor, compassion for others. Not for me, but for others. You are not saying it. Maybe. Not for me. It's not about me. It's about others. Say, it's not about me, but it's for others. Say, Lord, touch my heart and give me the spirit of compassion for others who are in need. Who are in need. Who need salvation. Who need healing. Who need deliverance. Help me that when I see them, I'll be touched with the heart of compassion and do something for them so that they will be delivered from the oppression of Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter number 10, verse number 25, Luke chapter 10, write the scriptures down. Luke chapter 10, Luke and Sempano etidu. Young men, when you come to church, bring notebook, pen, and write, okay? Like you go to school, you write notes. Don't you write notes when you go to school? Here too is school. The church is school. We teach you, okay? What is the title? Compassion for Others. So you write the title, Compassion for Others. Preached by Reverend Romeo Siamensa. Date. Today's date is what? 22nd of October. So you date it, you give the title, you write the note, so that you remember the message that on this day, this man of God preached, and this message blessed me, and that is why I've become this. You must always have a reference point of any encounter with God. Say amen. So the Bible said that a certain lawyer, somebody say a certain lawyer, say a certain lawyer, he came, he stood up and attempted him, and he said, Master, he came to Jesus, a lawyer came to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? A lawyer, he came to Jesus Christ and he asked him, what shall I do that I can inherit eternal life? Ediena me inye. Nye ediena I ubeya mame. Not what would you do for me? When he came to Jesus, he didn't come to Jesus to ask, Jesus, bless me. Give me this. Give me that. Many Christians, when we come to Christ or we come to church, we are looking for, give me this. Give me that. Give me that. Not, what can I do? What can I do? Or what shall I do? So it's a very important thing that everybody must begin to think of what you can do so that God will bless you. Hallelujah. These people, we don't know how to say amen. Sister, smile small on me. Oh, lady dear, your face must always have smiles. If your face is always hard, men will not propose to you. Lady, you must always see your teeth. Always your teeth must show. Obebiya, said the biya, yehu se. Yehu se. So yehu se, and yehu se, wakuma mu ye fine. Now, obao, the biya, why you say the, Sort ya say. So, always smile. If everybody has a problem, you are not the only one who has a problem. If I tell you my problem, you say that, hey, the reverend, I'm just not preaching. It will be our problem, but we overlook it and smile. Say amen. So don't always bring your problems in the church. Just let nobody know that you have a problem. Only God should know that you have a problem. Because if you want men to help you, men will disappoint you. So just pray and commit to God and believe God. God will answer you. You understand? So look at the nearest sister and say, sister, smile small to me. Please, I beg, smile small. Smile small. Jifa, we can't see your teeth. We can't see your teeth. We are seeing this more. Hallelujah. Tell a person, whatever your problem, I can help you. Okay, so smile small for me. Just let me know. I will help you. I'll help you. Anyway, please, let's listen to the message. Our time is almost up. A certain lawyer came to Jesus Christ and he said, Anana, we're happy to see you. What shall I do? What shall I? So you have something to do. Tell your neighbor, you have something to do for God to cause you to enter into certain blessings. Say amen. Not that, what can I get? Many church members, when they call Reverend, I have this problem. Some of them, they call and say, Reverend, send me money. Straight. Not that you're going on. Send me money. Yeah, now. No. Yes, because they need money. You don't know. I'm telling you, that's a pastor's work. Instead of saying, Reverend, what can I do to fill the church? What shall I do to make the church great? What shall I do that when people come to church, they won't use handkerchief to fan themselves so that they can have air conditioning in the church? Nobody has come to ask me this question before. Yes. How many know there's a program coming on next week? Eh? You are aware. How many of you have come to me, Reverend? What shall I do to help the program? How much money is it costing you to organize the program so that I can support it? Who, if you are here, raise up your hand. Raise up your hand. Whether you have come to ask this question. You see, many of us, listen, we are closing. Many of us, when we come to Christ, when we come to church, we are looking for what can I get, but not what can I do. But today the Lord is challenging you. See, because to enter into eternal life, to enter into the things of God, you must do something. Bishop Oyedepo said that as cheap as salvation is, you must still do something. What you have to do is that you have to accept Jesus Christ, confess with your mouth, and believe. And then you shall receive free salvation. So at least there is something to do before you even receive salvation. You understand? Because in the kingdom, you do something before you can enter in. Amen. If I see a beautiful lady as I want to marry you, if you don't say yes to me, I can't let you enter my room. This, unless you do something, you have to say that I'm willing to follow you and I will be with you. Then you qualify to enter in. There are places we can't allow you to enter in. A man wants to marry you, he has to do something before you allow him to enter in. But many of you, it's like, come and eat it before we talk about that. Enter in first. Don't bother to do anything, just enter in first. When you enter in, it's a sign that you will do it. And then I was, Then we say, it's a car ninja because. Because I'm gonna enter in before he did something. He's supposed to do something before he enter in. Say amen. Yes. Kawa tremble that the 2 hour and how are you? Listen, we are being spiritual. Now the Bible says that the lawyer asked Jesus. See, he was a lawyer. He was educated. He was a rich man. He was a prosperous man. But he realized that life without the knowledge of God is not sufficient. So he said, what can I? Because as he's looking beyond his car, he's looking beyond his wife and children, he's looking for something supernatural that will enable him to enjoy eternal life. So what shall I do? He said, Master, what shall I do? And Jesus answered him and said, what is written in the law? What is in the scriptures? Have you read it? He said, I've read it. And said, okay, explain to me, what is the law? He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So, see, he knows and he was practicing this. 4 things that make you, that is the according to the scriptures, that you have, when you do, you can enter the eternal life. Number one is, so, love the Lord with all your heart. When it comes to God, your heart is critical. What is in you is what manifests through your mouth. Even the things you say come from your heart. When you love God and you want to do the things of God, nobody forces you to do it. It's in your heart. When we say we are mobilizing people for this program, it's if it's in your heart. You will start going around. You want to even be the best person to have the greatest number of people. Because see, the thing is, but for you, for those who they don't love God, just a program something that you don't love from your heart, when it's being pushed on you, you will reject it. You won't be involved. You won't play any role. That is why when you come to church, whether the church is empty or is not empty, it doesn't touch you. Because you know your heart is not in the church. You don't love God with your heart. You love Joe Bububu more than the things of God. Some of you are here. If it's a boy call you right now, you will leave the church. Right now. Right now. If you receive a certain text message, you will jump out of this place. You will run away. There are some young men, they love football. So when the thing is crashing with a church, they will leave the church and go and watch Manchester United. Yeah. Because their heart is not for God. They don't love God with their heart, with their mouth. God said that with your mouth you say you love, but your heart is far from you. When your heart is far from God, but your mouth says it, God knows that you don't love him. You can't enter into blessings of God. That's number one. So check your heart. Tell your neighbor, check your heart too. Check your heart. Whether you love God or not. The thing we are talking about, are you interested? Even when we say, some of the time we have to force you to clap your hands. You are in church, we have to tell you to clap your hands. You don't love God. So what do you mean? Kwa for you, mama, too. Yenka. Oba sorry, I shout. To know I bone someone, mama, but you see. Field of souls, shall I perish at Tawale? Ya consent that 30 days today. Chalana, 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 mama, if you say, chalana, to her, yanana, who was a sales and business, her money, Sarah Moses. See, your heart is already there. Your heart is in those songs. They know the lyrics. See, it's more than I did. Have you seen the way they are excited? And Hana Wakuma, baby, Hon Makuma. And you are not going to be able to do it because you are not going to be able to do it. Hey! Mama, you know how to make us a Psalm 1? The whole Psalm 1, memorize it. Say, Reverend. Don't you memorize it? Because it's not in your heart. Your heart. Number two is what? Your soul. Your feelings. What excites you? Ask your neighbor, what excites you? When we are talking about things of God, does it excite you? And my Nigeria be show Moses, and Kenya be show Moses. Nyamia juman up rasso, Nyamia juman embrasso, cho boy, yeah, cho boy, a juman embrano, wasso, bispico yammy diam will be able to say, what the? And Yanyama, who can home? Won't you so dog over grand, but now just football cards. Your soul is not in the thing. You don't have any feelings. Many people, they come to church, they even dance, more dance, you won't dance. You won't clap. But say, Emphria say, Nayanya, Adebia. Old Students Association. Old Students Association. When you get there, now be in the Walande. Obia Matonka. Jobu, yeah, Obia, Walande, and Obia, my fans. Because Obiyan said, Jack, when it comes to this matter, to say, what your soul is here. Love the Lord with your soul. Tell them, love the Lord with your soul. With your passions, your feelings. When we are doing worship, some people were crying. I didn't cry myself for you. I didn't pray worship. And I'm going to a year. Your soul was not here at all. With your strength, tell them about your strength. Your strength. What are you using your energy? Your strength. See, when you are young, that's how you can serve God better. Your energy. Don't misuse your energy. Say amen. Young men, don't misuse your energy and chase women for girls. Say, as for me, I can go for 5 rounds. But I have strength. Hey! Now, Oda Obaba Akoso for five rounds. Do you know how much you are wasting your energy for? I used to have a classmate when we were in secondary school. Young guy. He used to sleep with people's wives because he was a strong young man. And he said, all the elderly ladies who are a little rich, they always need certain young men who can run them. Yes. And so when they take him, and he himself will come and tell us, Charlie, about 5 hours I was with this woman. I said, hey, young man, secondary school. Yes. Listen, there are women in, I was listening to radio. There was, I said, there's, apart from sugar daddies, there are also sugar mummies. Yes. One guy was complaining that sugar mummy has locked me in her house. Yes, we're locked. Oba, no, be no. Okwa, no, locked. No. Anything you need in the house is there. Food, eat, drink, money, everything. All that you want is that when she comes, you have to work. It's a branch now with Nahuadi or run it. This guy I'm talking, my classmate, he died many years ago. I said, what would you say? Because the strength God has given to you is not for sex. It's to give you life so that you can live longer and do good things for your life and for your family. Say amen. Don't be deceived by how many grounds, how many women you can sleep with. You are killing yourself gradually. So your energy is being misused. If God has given you a wife, it doesn't mean that, Charlie, you can you now immediately. No. I'm preaching. There are some husbands, Charlie, it's like, Charlie, you have to collect all your debt from one woman. How? When he's there, she's there for you always. After one run, relax and small, you know. Your energy is not supposed, because you have to live long. Let me tell you, if you don't live long and you die in the midst of your age, you have destroyed your family, your children. So the strength God has given to you is to use to live longer to serve him. So you love the Lord with your strength. That is why if you're a young man, you have to join the choir, you have to join Dancing Stars, you have to join something and use that energy and to dance and shake and do this. Now where's I see the body, no? And you keep younger and younger every day. Hallelujah. You see, the more you exercise for God, the stronger you become in life. Within 1 month, I'll be 60 years, but do I look like a 60-year-old person? It's the strength, because I kept my strength. I've never been foolish sleeping with women by heart. By heart. I don't sleep with women by heart. From my secondary school days, I wouldn't sleep with women. By heart. No. By heart. By choice. But not by heart. By choice. I will never allow any woman to dissipate my energy. No. I have to live for myself. To be able to serve my God. To live long, not to die young. No. Why should I die young? My strength, because of one woman. Yeah. No, I won't do that.
Don't die early.
Don't die early. Before I saw you, did you know where I came from? That because of you, I should do. No. Young man, are you here or you go home? You have to think, use your energy to serve God. Say amen. Some of you have to become what they call missionaries. Missionaries. And go and preach gospel to people outside the country. God will bless you. Say amen. And the love, you shall love the Lord with thy mind. Your mind. You say you want to go to eternal, you have eternal life. This is what make give you eternal life.
When you use your mind, your strength, your heart, your soul to do the things of God instead of doing it to please your body. Yes. As for women, they are very beautiful. And every day you can see a beautiful girl. So if you are looking for a beautiful girl to sleep with, every day you can sleep somebody else. That's why you have to learn the wisdom of God, the fear of God. You divert that energy. You divert that strength. You divert that wisdom, that mind towards God so that you can live longer. Not to use it to satisfy your emotions. By the grace of God, I've been a pastor for the past 23 years. I've never slept with any church member. I've never. And I pray that I will never sleep with any church member. But my church members are very, very beautiful. Hey. When I see them, I say, yeah, you're so for the air. But it's better that Uber protect you than one lady will bring you down. Bible said about one whorish woman, a man is reduced to be like a bread, piece of bread. Obe bring all your glory, all your dignity, all your honor. Obe go and masi poto. That's because of one round. Young man, are you here? Go home. Live for your life. Live for your mother. Live for your brothers. Say amen. I'm preaching to somebody. Anyway, that's not the title. Remember the title of the message was Compassion for Others. So that man explained, said, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Thy neighbor. Okay, the next verse. Quickly, we are closing. We are going to 35 and then we close 30. 35. And he said unto him, Jesus said, young man, oh, you're a lawyer, I'm back. The guy was so happy that Jesus has commended him. Bible said that then he and the one that called baby was so proves Jesus Christ. He I didn't know what then he asked Jesus Christ, but who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? Are you here? Now here is the crux of the message we are going to study. And Jesus answering said unto him, a certain man went down. Somebody say, went down. That means that he was standing on top somewhere, but he chose to go down. He went down from where? Jerusalem to Jericho. Say, Jerusalem. Do that. I said, he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He went down from where? Jerusalem to Jericho. So you see, Jerusalem was on the top. Jericho was on the down. But instead of staying on the top, he decided to come down. And if you go to Israel, you'll be there very soon. I've been there twice by the grace of God through a powerful the prophet that God has given to us. When you follow him, he'll take you to places. One day he'll take you to places. So Jerusalem is like when you are going to Pediasi Lodge. See, you have to use the immense, the road like that. There you'll be climbing. You understand? It's not straight road. But mountainous. Israel is a mountainous nation. So you go through contours here and there like that. So when you get to a point like Pediasi, then you see the city of Jerusalem. Wow, it's a beautiful city over there. So it's like when you stand on the top. Have you seen when you are going to a bridge, you stand on the top, you see half of Accra. So, but you see, but Jericho was like a immense down. So the man was in Jerusalem, but he was coming, he left Jerusalem, and he was coming to Jericho. And remember, when you are coming from that place in the night, you are coming from Pediasi, and you want to come down to a Yemensa to chase a girl there. And those days, there was no car. So you have to walk through this darkness and this contours of, you understand? And as he was coming, just because of, my sweet love is in Jericho. My sweet love is, so I'm going to Jericho. I have a girlfriend there. Oh, I have this girlfriend. When I meet her, he's forgotten that the road he's walking is full of dangers. You know, sometimes what that's what many Christians don't know, that one particular attraction which is down there in Jericho, we leave our seat in Jerusalem. He forgot that he was in Jerusalem, where there was a the Bible says Jerusalem is protected by walls. When you are a Christian, you stand on the top and God protects your life like this. When you decide to commit sin, you descend down. Bible says, and what do you call it? Samson left Israel and he went down to Gaza. Many people keep going down. That's because of a certain prostitute, a certain foolish man, a certain Elijah Tanko down there. You leave being a chorister and go down. You move from a protected zone, divinely organized zone, just because you are looking for something of this world. If we are senior, maybe I will paint it. Oh, call party. Na party in there. So one change you shoe party a unko. And Elijah promised that, oh, dear, queer. Yeah, she am. Elijah, what's the time, man? 11:30. Okay, my bang. Yeah, yeah, choir rehearsal. Oh, pentemaku, Elijah. I know things. I know where you have been going. You have been going down. And as you keep going, you don't know that in your eyes, to get what you are looking for, you are passing through dangers. And so the Bible says, as he was walking down, he forgot that he was walking through dangers. And he was attacked. He fell among thieves. Because in those days, the people also knew that those who live in Jerusalem, they are rich. So when they come out, then they attack them. Sometimes even you may be using a caravan. Caravan is you are coming with your horses, with your chariot. They attack you and get something because I'm robbed. That's what they do. So they leave. Satan knows that as long as you are a faithful Christian, he can't attack you. But when the day you decide to go down to hide under Elijah's armpit and he didn't say, that is the place he can start attacking you. I'm preaching. So, you know where you have been hiding in the night? An embrace that you shouldn't even embrace is what you are embracing. Small girl like you, who sees it, say, you know what I'm saying? Who's true? Oh, Papa. Oh, man, on distraction. Yes, say. Yes, say. Now, I say, they are men, yes, say. Now, oh, Papa. And I land in the puppet. And oh, that, I know. They are laughing at me. Show me your pajamas. No, watch you. Show me your boxer shorts. No, watch you. Show me. That's what men. We have to be careful. You people, you are blessed. Be careful. Please watch it. Bible said that he fell among thieves and they strip him. They did what? They strip him of his garment. You see, what keep you for Satan to attack you is your garment of righteousness. And before sin is committed, they remove it. Is it not truth? Sister, who do I remove who shed dress? No. When you to answer? What did that? What did you not to form answer? And now be a so. And now you will so at you strip yourself. Why do you say what you do? And we don't know that Satan is the one who is stripping you. And when you see your nakedness, then you give him the power to fire and to attack. Attack you. Is coming to attack you. So you have to remove your garment. Hey, ladies, am I preaching to somebody over here? Sometimes when I stand on the top of my house, because I live in Makati Hill, and I see the people down there in Bawi, and they sing, praying the night, I say, hey, if God should give me a
telescope to watch people's rooms, I think a lot of things are happening in the rooms. Room number one. What is happening? Room number two. Room number three. I said, God, it's good that you are God, because we can't see these things. Hey! And the Bible said they strip you. Listen, for Satan to attack you, he has to strip you. Strip you. Before you commit sin, you strip yourself. As you are doing, you are fulfilling the scripture. You are giving Satan that opportunity to attack. They stripped him of his raiment and wounded him. And then after wounding you, they would depart from you. Isn't that what they have been doing to you? After they have wounded you, they leave you. Yeah. When you're telling Papa, you're telling Kevin, you know, or Garen or Shanataria, or Jaho, they wounded him and left him. The Bible says, leaving him half dead. Remember, after you have committed fornication, you are half dead. You are half what? Because you are only living for another opportunity to be changed. Otherwise, you'll be on the way to finish your life. Half dead. And the Bible says that, watch, three people came to pass by. By chance, there came down a certain priest. And when he saw him, passed by. The next one came to pass by, a Levite. He also saw it and said, this one, when you get close, the fact that somebody has been wounded means that the guys are around. If I make a mistake, they also wound me. He left. But as the guy was there, all that he was praying that, can somebody come near? Sometimes you see people, they are dead, but they are not dead though. Just that they need a little care. And the next verse, Bible says that. And a certain Samaritan means that somebody who does not even know him, doesn't relate with him, doesn't know, they don't have any fellowship together. Somebody different. He came there. And when he came and saw him, the Bible says the first thing that manifested was that he had compassion. He had what? Compassion. He had what? Compassion on him. So that is what it means to be a pastor or to do the work of God. Because people who commit their sins all right. You ask yourself, But we have to show the person compassion. I've been a pastor. When the church member called me, Pastor, we were just going to, I don't know how that we got, now we are pregnant. What do we do? What do we do? I have to show compassion and encourage them and say, yes, you have done it. Because when I say don't go and do, you have done it. But should I sack you? No, you have to show compassion. See, if you are not, that's why the title of the message was Compassion for Others. Because it could have been you. It could have been you down there. Because all of us make mistakes. All of us sometimes descend down from where we are into a wrong place to join bad companies. When we say, don't join bad these companies, you are going to join them and you have suffered for that. But what do we do? It takes a person who has a compassion in his heart and said that, hey, woman, say what the bonnie there, nanso, nyaminti, made me cry better, never more free, never do up and yamifi. Hallelujah. And so he had compassion on him, the first thing. Number two, watch, move on. Quickly, 34. And he went to him. Remember, many people have come to pass by. Nobody went to him. Are you here? To be able to win a soul, number one, you have to have compassion on him. Number two, you have to go to him. Get closer. Get closer. With the mind that you are going to help him, not that you are meant to accuse him. A sinner is, you know, he was a sinner. When you see a sinner and you attack him, he won't meet you again. He won't mind you. He won't talk to you again. He's looking for somebody to show him compassion that I made a mistake, but what can I do to come out? He went to him. And the Bible said that
He did what? He bound his wounds. So you have to find a way to heal the person of what has affected, what is the reason why he's suffering. Don't accuse him, don't insult him, don't shout at him. But say that, what is the problem? Okay, so what can you do? Something that will heal. Okay, don't worry. You are healing. You are healing the wound. You are healing the wound. The wound must be healed because the person is almost dying. If you go and add injury to his insult to his injury, you are causing him to go down quickly. But you are saving the situation first. If the person can be protected from dying, there is a potential of his greatness on board. So he went to him, he wounded him, and the Bible says he poured his oil and wine. He poured his oil and wine. You have to spend something. Sometimes the person needs money. You have to give it to him. But the reason you are doing is what? You are showing compassion for the person so that by all means you will save his life. He spent his oil and he put him on his beast. That means like he took him into a car. He took him into hospital. He took him from his house and took him and put him in a car and said, we are going somewhere where your disease can be healed quickly. So come along. And so he brought him to where? Into the inn. And he took care of him. What is the inn? The inn is here. In Jesus, is in the church. Here is the inn. Here is the inn. Here is the inn. Whoever is brokenhearted, whoever is disappointed, whoever has been rejected, whoever is going through difficulties, whoever is suffering, that is half dead, all that is required from you through this great invitation, just bring the person out of his problem into this inn. Once the person lands here, Dr. Jesus is here to heal the person. Hallelujah. Mr. Ochadi, are you with me? All that you need is that just bring the person into your car with your money and just bring him to the inn. There is a Dr. Jesus. There is a Dr. Jesus. There is a Dr. Jesus. He said, everyone who is heavy laden and burdened, bring the person to me. Bring him to me. Come on to me. Come on to me. So our duty is to show compassion. And the Bible says he took care of him. And the next verse, we are closing with that. He said that, and then on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence, money, and gave it to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendeth more, when I come, I will repay. Wow. Clap your hands to this Samaritan who wanted to save somebody's life. I don't know you from anywhere, but as a human being like me, I could have been the one down there. And if I was there, would I pass by or show compassion? I am saved. I come to church. I am in Makaros choir. I sing. Reverend knows me. He loves me. And I'm happy. First lady, I'm happy. They call me first lady in Nigeria. Even when they come to Nigeria, I shall be church. I say, first lady. Everyone knows that I am the one. But what about the lady by your roadside, opposite your house, who is crying every day because of disappointments? Who is crying every day because he's not working? Who is crying every day because nobody cares for me? He left his village to come to Accra looking for opportunity. But up to now, he has tried different places, no work for the person. And you don't necessarily know what he's going to eat next. But you have eaten, you have drunk, you have been blessed, you are saved, you come to church, you sing, and then you are from church, you go and check your television and sit down and watch when somebody just by you is waiting for you to show a little compassion. You have known Christ. Christ has been good to you, has been merciful to you. In all your sin, 25 abortions, he didn't kill you. He has made you a Christian. When somebody commits one abortion, get closer and say, sister, this thing, we have all done some before. But somebody brought us in. And that Jesus, who healed me, is always ready to heal you. And when you bring that person in, Bible said that, and the man said that, I'm ready to pay anything. Let me tell you, to bring people to church, you must be willing to spend money on the person. If you are here, you are not willing to spend money on the sinner, on somebody who's struggling there, and you feel that it is too expensive for you to spend money for salvation of the human being, you don't have the heart of Christ. You don't have compassion for other people. That's why this Sunday, we are going to test you by how many people you bring to church. Whether you have compassion for people. Oh, akuma. And I said, since I obey Christian India, Yvonne, I'm expecting you to come with bus. Mini bus, 25 people. Because there are people who are half dead. How many know that people are struggling? I'm telling you, people are suffering if you don't know. It's just because you are living in Jerusalem, so you don't know what is happening. By a little down the road to Jericho, many people are falling victims. But today God is telling you, who is my neighbor? Who can I do that will make me help? Who can I help with my money, with my education, with my gift, with my strength, with my energy, with my wisdom, so that there will be salvation for somebody, so that I can enter? Remember, he said, what shall I do to enter? Jesus said, if you can do this. So Jesus Christ, the next verse, Jesus Christ said to him, the next verse, Jesus Christ, which of the three people do you think that is a neighbor to the one who fell among thieves? And then he answered and said, 37. The one, 37. 37. And he said, he that showed mercy on the person, he is it that has shown true colors of love for my neighbor. Love for my neighbor. That condition that I love your neighbor as yourself. You put yourself that if I was not born again by this time, how would my life have been? And so if my neighbor is not born again, I am born again. I am expecting my neighbor also to be born again. This is the greatest sign that you do anything, you spend any amount, you give your best of effort, your time, your energy to ensure that at least one person that you know must come to church. If as we are here, we are about 200 people. If everybody look for even one person who is wounded and brings, Joyce, if all of you, we can get 400 people on Sunday. If one. If two, we can get 800. See, so when we say we have a target of 1,000, it is easy to get. Very easy. Because definitely, Joyce, you know people who are wounded. People who are struggling. There are a lot of people you know. Even in your village, you know them. And you can bring them and say, look, at least once, I'm bringing my people from my village to come and hear a message and go. How much is it going to cost you? In transport, 500 Ghana cedis, I'll pay for that. In your lifetime, have you done that one before? So you are not ready to enter into a blessing of God. But this week, tell yourself, if it had to cost me even 500 Ghana cedis to bring people from my village to come and taste of what I'm enjoying here in Accra. And then afterwards, they go back. Having heard the message, having enjoyed the dancing stars, having enjoyed fellowship, that the fact that said, people say, oh, catch up, say, Yemran crying. Yeah, kwa Accra. Some of you say, Sister Joy, say, yeah, na sorry, what your program with what the bass, yeah, but yeah, baby, you Yemran crying. Nam pa, what track, nah, your friends, yeah. If we travel them, the capital town is Jomero. Yenko Kumasido, and Yeko di Congress, Adiabium, Yetnam Swayo, Yenko Kumasido, Yeko di Congress. Can you not? I mean, automatically, when you know money, I just have bank crime. Because Adiabitum, Ofaswa, Ayo, what you say? They were in a village, they were always in a driving through dust and potholes. But as they were coming to Kumasi, the car,
He saw Adiabitum, that is Kotal. You understand? I want to say, asphalt. Adiabitum, Ofasua, Eye, yo. So the car is driving, yo. But in the village, the car is kru, 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 kru. So Adiabitum, Efasua, Eye, yo. And Yanko Kumaseda, and Yako, Ye Kodi Congress. That should be the song from your village boys and your girls as they are coming on Sunday. How many are going to make people to sing and on their village? Yeah, come cry, yo, yeah, come cry, yo, yeah, felt my future. What of we free, you're free, you're free. Where's your hometown? Where's your hometown? Huh? Pando, yes, Pando, Pando, a free Pando, yeah, come, your captain, the Kadani, who, yeah, come cry, yo, yeah, go deep. What do you call it? What is the program? Great Feast. How many are going to make people sing for the Lord that at least we are coming to Accra? We are coming to Accra. That's why we call it a great feast. Ni? Do you understand? That's why we call it great. Everybody must bring people to the inn. Everybody. And Jesus said unto him, this is the last thing. Jesus said unto him, go and do. Do. Tell everyone, go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. That what we are at demand of you is that as you have known that the person who brought in, the person, somebody in, qualifies to have eternal life, just do the same thing that others have done. So it will be at the idea. So it will be to me, it will be by Nyami Fie, and my name, Nyami Fie, a woman, bang, kwamua. That's a woman, Musadina. When you do that, you qualify to enter into eternal life. Problem was you, I'm telling you, this Sunday, what you do for God is what is going to open the maximum blessings for you in your life. You determine your heart and say, I'll bring 50 people, I'll bring 20 people. You know, when first love they are doing it, some people can bring 200 people. One person can bring 200 people. And I believe that it's time for you to do something that will make you qualify to enter eternal blessings of the Lord. May the Lord touch your heart and say that this time round is not what the church will do for me, but what can I also do to enter? And Jesus said that what you can do is that you look for somebody who is in trouble and bring him to the church. And when you bring him to the church, I will heal him, I will save him, and then you will receive a supernatural blessing. May the Lord bless you and make you a doer. Because hearing is one thing, Genevieve, and doing another. Are you willing to bring 20 people from Spinters Road with a minibus? Doesn't matter how much it costs, pay for it. Believe God. After you have done the work of God, expect heavens to remember your business, remember your life, remember your destiny. Anything you'll be looking for, I tell you, many miracles are going to happen. And the miracle will start from after you have done your part. And the Lord will make him enter into. You will enter into something supernatural. I say you will enter into something supernatural. After you have done what is required of you, you will enter into a realm which you didn't make, God will make for you to surprise you. I've seen it over and over and over as a pastor. Those who do the work of God, God always opens doors for them to enter in. Don't stay back. That's because you couldn't bring, you don't care to bring anybody. That's why God also not care to open certain doors for you. But this is your opportunity to enter. To enter. How many want to enter into something supernatural? Stand to your feet and pray. Say, Lord, I want to do something that will cause me to enter. I also want to do something. Enter. Pray that, Lord, touch my heart. Put your hand over your heart and say, Lord, help me to have a spirit of compassion for others. Compassion for others. Compassion for others. To bring them in. I will not stop bringing people to church. I will always be passing people. Whether it is great feast or not great feast, Lord, this is what I want to do for my life, for you. This is what I want to do, to be passing people
from wherever I live into your house, For I know that the more I bring, the more I receive from you in supernatural blessing. Pray for yourself. Say, Lord, what can I, shall I do? You have shown me what to do. Go and do likewise. On this Sunday, from now until Sunday, lead me, Lord, to meet somebody who is half dead so that I can bring the person. There are all around me, but my eyes have been looking for myself and the things of myself alone. But today, touch my heart that when I see people, I will be able to see their needs and have compassion and draw them. It's not that you can heal them. You cannot heal them. You cannot do anything for them. All that you can do is that just bring them in. When you bring them in, the master of the house has the power to transform that person for you. The Lord bless you. Father, thank you for everyone and the word that you have spoken to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Every head bow, every eye closed. You want to give your life to Christ. Let me tell you, without Christ, you are living in danger. There's no supernatural protection, but God wants to deliver you. So somebody invited you to church, but you're not a Christian. You want to give your life to Christ right now. As every head is bowed, every eye closed, lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray for you. Your right hand up over your head. Say, Pastor, I want to give my life to Christ. Close your eyes. Don't open your eyes. Close your eyes. And lift up your right hand up. God bless you, sister. God bless you, brother. God bless you. God bless all of you whose hands are lifted. Please come. Come. Come to me. You are not too young. Come. Come. Come to Jesus. Come. Don't feel shy. Keep coming. Keep coming. Encourage them. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Come. Come to Jesus. Come. You are coming to Jesus. This is how we all came. I also gave my life when I was a young person like you. And God has made me a blessed person. Come. I saw many hands there. God bless you. 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 Any more people? Please, come. This is your chance to enter in. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter in. Say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for today. Say, I give my life to you. Say, Jesus, I want you to take over my life and lead me in this life I live. I believe in my heart that you are the only Savior. And through your blood, every sin I have committed will be washed away. And so, Jesus, have mercy on me. Forgive me my sins and wash me with your blood. From today, write my name in your book of life that I am a child of God. And let your Holy Spirit take over my life and help me to love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, with all my mind, and to love my neighbor. Say, today I've received salvation. I'm going to tell my neighbor and bring the person also into the house of God so that they also receive salvation. Thank you for answering my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.